From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced his agency is approving new five-year registrations for two dicamba products and extending the registration on another. Wheeler tells the Georgia Farm Bureau farmers have long been good stewards of the land, and he's certain that will continue as producers begin using dicamba products in ways permissible under the new label. All three registrations include new control measures to ensure these products can be used effectively while protecting the environment. More than 45 years after being protected under the Endangered Species Act, the Trump administration announced Thursday gray wolves will be delisted. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says state and tribal wildlife agencies will now resume responsibility for sustainable management and protection of delisted gray wolves, while the U.S. Fish and Wildlife will monitor the wolves to ensure their continued success. Bernhardt says the final determination was based solely on the best scientific and commercial data available. The decision, though, is expected to be challenged in court. In-person food and trade show exhibitions have been rare in 2020 thanks to COVID-19, with many events held virtually and others postponed until next year. But live trade shows are returning to some Asian markets, including the recently completed Sial China Food Exhibition in Shanghai. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says they are currently preparing for two upcoming trade shows in Asia. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.